One may say there are really no bad ideas when it comes to research and development of aircraft. Ideas that do not necessarily come to fruition for one project may work out wonderfully for the next. The museum's Research and Development Gallery honors the pioneering spirit of air power visionaries who have sought through the decades to achieve greater possibilities. Take, for example, the XB-70 Valkyrie. This imposing jet towers over the rest of the gallery, so it's hard for anyone to miss. The only one of its remaining kind, the Valkyrie, was conceived for the Strategic Air Command in the 1950s as a high-altitude bomber that could fly three times the speed of sound. Because of funding limitations, only two were built, not as bombers, but as research aircraft for advanced study of aerodynamics, propulsion, and other subjects related to large supersonic aircraft. Although this aircraft never made it out of the research phase, the program contributed to many advances in American industrial life. For example, the aircraft was principally made of steel and represented the first widespread use of stainless steel in a honeycomb paneled structure. Other X, or experimental aircraft, throughout the gallery represent planes designed to investigate various problems with flight or made to test suitable structures for supersonic speeds. Still others were used for developing space flight or stealth technology. You will also notice Y aircraft. Y is a designation given to aircraft prototypes. For example, the YF-12 was the forerunner of the highly sophisticated SR-71 Blackbird. Also, the YF-23 was the loser in the competition for the fifth generation fighter. The YF-22 won the competition and was designated the F-22, now the U.S. Air Force's newest operational jet. These exotic one-of-a-kind planes are a testament to the innovative nature of the U.S. Air Force and its ability to learn, adapt, and succeed.